Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Good morning and welcome, everybody. Oh my goodness, it was in the middle of the recording and it dropped me off. So I dialed back in. I hope you can hear me now. And I'm trying to unmute Mike. Oh, it won't let me unmute
you. I can hear you, Cindy.
Oh, you can? Okay. All right, because it's seeing your hand is raised. Okay, so welcome, everybody. Today is Tuesday, October 4th, and it is definitely fall. The leaves are changing color. It's a beautiful day here in Utah, and there is lots going on in the Beamer world. We had a record-breaking month last month with over 1,700 sales, and we have so many new Beamers out there, and we should be getting some new people on with new testimonials, so I look forward to hearing from all those people. I want to say good morning to my co-host and Mike. I apologize that I dropped off the call and had to quickly dial back in, but thank you. It's a pleasure to be hosting Blog Talk with you because I have learned so much from you.
Well, Cindy, it's a pleasure to be on with you, and you did it well. You got back on before it started, so there are always technical glitches we work through, but I'm very pleased to be here. It's a beautiful day in North Georgia. I'm in the Atlanta area, been with Beamer about 5 years, and we're going to have a great call today.
Awesome, awesome. Well, we don't have any hands raised, so I will start by sharing my testimonial and when and why I joined Beamer. Yes.
Tell everyone yes? to press one
oh.
to get into the queue.
Oh, you're right. I got to start with all this stuff. Okay, you're right. All right. We would like for you to press one to get in the queue to share your testimonial. And just as a reminder, we don't mention any disease names that are common in the medical field. For example, if we don't say diabetes, we say blood sugar issues. We don't say the C word. We say a life-threatening condition. We also don't mention any drug names or medications that we've been on. But it is okay to say, I'm no longer on my medications, which we have that oftentimes. We don't use the word pain. We say discomfort. We never say that the Beamer cures anything. We just say that before Beamer, I had this condition, and after Beamer, I feel better. It's like this. We also don't call a session a treatment. Doctors use that terminology, but we say we had a Beamer session. Don't give our own protocols or usage tips. And by the way, there are no protocols with Beamer. We have a suggested basic plan, which works the best for most people, but some people vary from that as well. So keep it simple and brief, mentioning your symptoms that you were experiencing before Beamer and how they've been minimized or gone. If you're an athlete, we would love to have you tell us how it improved your performance and recovery. And we did have a great call by Dr. Burka last month, a Wellness Wednesday on performance and recovery, which I recommend, highly recommend listening to the recording of that. But okay, so we've have any hands raised, so please press 1 if you have a new or old story to share with us. And I will tell you how I got involved with Beamer. I had a life-threatening condition, the C word, actually, 14 years ago. And because I was married to a doctor, all I knew was Western medicine. And so I did 6 months of chemo and radiation. And I was very run down after that. I joined a nutrition company. And as a result of being in that company, I learned a lot of holistic things, the importance of nutrition, of sleep, of exercise, of hydration, and then even things like acupuncture and iridology and all those kinds of things. So I kind of became involved in the wellness world. And I actually had 4 or 5 different people introduce the Beamer to me. And I was unwilling to really look at it or dive into it until my husband, as a physician, was willing to do the research. And so he did. He looked at all the PubMed studies. I kept asking him if he was looking at the videos, which, you know, 3.5 years ago, we only had the blood flow and the 8-minute video, but and a few others. But he didn't really want to look at those. He wanted to look at PubMed and things from the outside world. And after he researched all those, he told me to buy a Beamer and that I should probably look at the business opportunity. So I called a friend who had introduced me to that wellness company 10 years before that. And I learned that she owned 6 Beamers in her wellness center. So that was kind of my decision to jump in as a distributor. And I knew the Beamer came with a 30-day money-back guarantee as well. And when I got it, I got on it and I felt nothing. And so I called a few friends and I invited them over to my home to have a Beamer session. It was just on the floor in my living room. And three out of 4 had results after just the first session. And so I'm like, okay, I'm diving into this. I attended like 4 academies, live academies, my first year, to really hear from other people. In fact, you know, going to those live academies, not only was it a benefit because of having different instructors and hearing their stories, but the real benefit was being in the room with 80 other people and meeting them face-to-face and hearing their stories and their testimonials and just really solidifying my belief that the Beamer works. And that's the reason we have this call, is so that we can share testimonials just like we get a live event. And so I hope that you will push 1. And I guess I should tell what the Beamer's done for me. I actually was borderline pre-diabetic. My A1C was just almost diabetic. And 6 months later, after using Beamer, it was just totally normal. And that's one of the things that you don't realize it's doing for you. I know Dr. Burka on our call last Friday, he gave a list of all the new studies that we have from, you know, in PubMed and the studies, and there was one about variable heart rate. And so there's things that the Beamer's doing, you know, there's noticeable things. But for example, I had back discomfort when I stood up in the morning. I had a hard time standing up straight until I went for a walk. But after using Beamer, I have no problem just getting up in the morning and standing up straight. And even though I have 0 disc space between L3 and L4, but, you know, that's what, and then last summer I broke my ankle and I was out of my boot in half as long. But those are noticeable things. But just wanted to just really let you know that the Beamer is doing things from the inside out. Not only increasing blood flow, increasing oxygenation, increasing elimination of waste, but it's also making changes that we don't even see or realize are happening. And so we're all blessed to have the Beamer, and we do have a hand raised. So, Mike, I'm going to come back to you later, and I'm going to just call on this first brave soul who raised her hand or his hand. It is area code 770-3634. You are live on Blog Talk. Please start us off with your wonderful testimonial.
Hi there. Well, I was actually introduced to the Beamer by Mike, and that was about 4 years ago, maybe a little longer. And,
but you must have a name as well. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
My name is Mary Lou Ritzoller, and I'm from Atlanta. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. And, you know, I didn't really have any serious conditions. I'm actually pretty healthy, but I am in my 70s. And I didn't know in the beginning whether the Beamer was doing anything for me. But about several months, maybe even a little longer after I had the Beamer, I went on a hike, and that hike had 700 steps. I didn't know that when I went on the hike. I just started going, and I realized when went down the steps that you have to come up those 700 steps, and I didn't even realize it had that many steps until the next day when I looked it up on the internet. But I thought I would never get out of bed the next day, and I never even knew I took that hike, and that's crazy. I mean, I should have been sore all over the place, but thank God, not at all. And anytime that I'm feeling tired, if I lay on that Beamer for a few minutes, I mean, you're just totally revived. You know, there's just nothing like it. I didn't take a lot of medications. I only took two, but I don't need either of them anymore. And I would not be without my Beamer for anything.
That's awesome, Mary. That is a great testimonial. 700 steps in your 70s. That is pretty cool. And
well,
like
especially
I said,
I don't do anything. I'm not a person that exercises. I mean, to me, that was just like just crazy. You know, but I mean, people don't realize when you use the Beamer, you don't really feel anything, but you don't feel, I mean, you don't feel your hair growing, but it's growing. You know, you don't feel your blood flowing, but you know it's working. You know, and it's the little things. I mean, you know, being able to touch your toes, and you couldn't do that before. Or being able to raise your arms. I mean, just things that, you know, when you get in your 70s, you can't do those things. But you can if you use the Beamer.
That's awesome.
Cindy,
I love it. Yes, Mike, yes.
I want to compliment Mary Lou because she's not afraid to talk to anybody. She talks to everybody about the Beamer, and she's almost to the first management level of group leader. She's helped a lot of people, just sponsored a couple of people who have sold, what, 8 or 10 in their first two or three months?
I lost count. I mean, she's still going.
And, you know, Mary Lou is such a good example of someone who loves the Beamer. It helps her. And she spreads the word. And that's what we do that's part of this show we're on today, Testimony Tuesdays. We share our testimony. We tell people about it. We are proud to say we really don't sell Beamers. People buy Beamers. And if you have a friend or a relative and you let them use your Beamer, if you get them on the Beamer, they have experiences, like Mary Lou said, maybe not right away, but we know that 100% of the people, 100% of the time, benefit and have better blood flow, better muscular stimulation, better circulation. And Mary Lou, thank you for coming on today because you do have a wonderful testimony.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Absolutely, Mary Lou. Thank you for starting us off with an amazing testimonial. And you know, what better thing is there for someone in their 70s to make them feel like their life has purpose, you know? I have a sister who called me, and she's not even in her 70s yet, but she's like, I just don't feel like my life has purpose. And I love sharing the Beamer. So, Mike, while we're waiting for the next person to raise their hand, why don't we have you share your testimonial on how you got started in Beamer.
Well, I've had my Beamer for over 5 years now. It was introduced to me by Rick Roundtree, our Southeast Regional Director and a great friend. I had just finished having knee replacement surgery, and my foot was swollen, and that bothered me because it had been swollen for a while. I called my orthopedic doctor, and the PA said, well, it'll eventually go away. Don't worry about it. Well, that really didn't make me feel any better, and I remember I had just gotten my Beamer. I wrapped my foot with the B-pad. Didn't feel a whole lot, but the next morning, all the inflammation and swelling in my foot was gone, and it had been there for a long time prior. I did have a good recovery. I had physical therapy, and unfortunately today my knee is great. I'm so glad I had that knee replacement because I grew up playing a lot of tennis. And that first experience, plus the energy that I was feeling, just convinced me that this thing is for real. And as you know, Cindy, we only got it in the U.S. 5 or 6 years ago, so we were kind of on the forefront. And now there are millions of people who own Beamers, and by sharing it, I'm like you. I'm in my 70s, and I've retired twice, but to have a meaning in life of helping people, you know, what could be better than that? There's nothing better than knowing that you have something that is so awesome. I just got a Beamer into a university in Texas, and they're using, at Texas Tech, they're using the Beamer in their training room. I got the Beamer several of the football players. They felt something, and God, that just makes you feel so good when someone has an immediate response or a later response. But I have energy every day. I don't take naps. You know, we have a lot of friends who, as we age, who take naps every day, but that's time wasted, in my opinion. So if you're on and you want to share your testimony, you know, no testimony is too large or too small. So press one. Let us hear from you, and even if you just have energy every day and you feel good, we want to hear that testimony.
And thank you, Mike, and we do have a hand raised, so we would love to hear now from area code 864-5723, and you are, oh, man, you are live on Blog Talk. My computer is responding really slow, but good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I am wonderful. I own a Beamer. How about you?
Oh, yes, I've owned a Beamer. I've owned a Beamer for now for over 5 years and have used it
awesome.
Daily and will continue to use it daily. But
and
I did get
– this
is Becky. I'm sorry, in South Carolina.
Oh, good morning,
and,
Becky.
How good, I think. I started my Beamer back in August 5 years ago, and I could tell within the first week my sleep was better. And then, of course, like Mary Lou said, you know, can't feel your hair grow, can't feel the blood flow. But so I kept using it, and so I went in, let's see, that was August. So in November, I went to my annual eye doctor exam so I could get more contacts. And he did all the little, you know, is this better, is that better, and the little dials and everything. And so he finished the exam, and he goes, I don't know what you've been doing. He said, but you just read the 20/20 line. And I'd been wearing glasses for over 50 years at that time. We won't say how old I was or how old I am now. But I was like, I said, it's got to be the Beamer because that's the only difference. And So I don't wear contacts anymore. I wear my reading glasses, and that's probably about it. And it's wonderful.
That is awesome. And, you know, we say the eyes have so many microvessels in them, and so that's the reason the beamer. We've heard so many testimonials about people who no longer wear glasses. So, Becky, thank you so much for sharing that. Who shared this?
Sure.
How are you shared the beamer in the first place? Was it just because of your sleep issues? Why did somebody share the beamer with you in the first place? Was it
were
you complaining about something?
Energy. At the time, I was teaching, and so I had very low energy. I also had a lot of joint problems and things, and so I was taking things I didn't want to take, and so now I don't take anything for it. So, yeah, a lot more energy, and all the joint issues have pretty much have gone away. I love it.
That's so awesome. Mike, do you have some words for Becky?
Well, that's an amazing testimony. And, you know, when we get blood flow to our body head to toe, it's going to impact people differently. Some people have improved hearing. Some people have improved vision. Some people don't have the joints aches and pains that we had before, but that's a beautiful testimony. Thank you, Becky.
We sure, anytime.
So, Becky and also Mary Lou, we're going to give you this.
I love it.
Thank
you.
I should have done that for Mary Lou as well, because both of you were brave souls who were waiting for the next person. And thank you again, Becky, for calling in. We really appreciate it. And you know what? You don't need to be afraid to share your age, because with Beamer, we're all aging backwards. So,
isn't that right? I know, because I don't feel like I'm 69, but I am.
So, and 69 with no glasses, that's pretty good after so many years. So,
and no joint issues anymore. I love it.
That is awesome. You have a wonderful day.
I will. Thank you. You too.
All righty. All right. So who's going to be the next brave soul to raise their hand and share? I know those two testimonials are hard to compete with. So, but I don't think you want to hear much more from Mike and I. Okay. And we do have a new brave soul, actually. Area code 805-9330. You are live on Blog Talk. Thank you so much for raising your hand.
Good morning, Beamer family. This is Grandma got run over by a pickup. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can. Good morning, Jen.
Good morning. It's Jan Hopp from beautiful Central Coast, California, Paso Robles, to be exact, and years ago that my car was total, and I had 2.5 years of intense doctoring and therapy. But now I have my new testimony from January 29th when I was at a health summit and about an hour away from us, excuse me, in Santa Maria. And a couple of the other gals and I were giving Beamer sessions, and we were up on a platform, a stage, a couple of feet high, and we kept slipping off all day, just being really careful, and then packing up the last darn horse Beamer. I slipped, and Helena Bresk, who was my mentor, said that I flew off the stage, hit, and bounced into the wall. And it was on my left side, and I was at the hospital. They told me that I had broken my pelvis. I broke my Elvis. And that's funny, isn't it? anyway.
I like that.
So,
that's hilarious.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you, Mike. Cindy is so quiet. Anyway.
Well, I was laughing. You didn't hear me. I was laughing.
Oh, were you? Oh, good. Oh, good. Yeah. I'm so glad. Been 3 months, and I was repaired. I was back to hopping. You know, my name is Jan Hopp. So I was hopping in less than 3 months. And unbelievable, because they gave me about 6 months for that. And when you break your Elvis, it's always in two places, because it's like a hula hoop, and that's the way the doctor showed me. But you know what? I had no bruising on my left side, none at all, which to me was like a miracle. I kept looking for bruises, and I couldn't find any on my left side. My shoulder, I guess I hit my head also. But I had a friend that showed me her bruise just a short time before I had, you know, took a header off the stage. And her whole side, hip, leg was purple and black, you know, from bruising because she fell off a ladder. Of course, I took a Beamer over to her right away. But I had no bruising, you guys. So, but, you know, before I go any further, Mike and Cindy, I want to salute you for carrying on the Blog Talk tradition, Testimonial Tuesday. It's a fantastic show, and we've got to keep a thank you, Mike, and thank you, Cindy. Mary Lou and Becky, they're just babies, 69 and 70. I'm 50 plus 34 and a half. So, you know. We keep going, like you say. I call it reverse. Beamer is reverse aging.
That's
it's
awesome.
Not anti-aging.
I love
that.
Yeah, I love
it's
that
reverse
term,
aging.
Jan. And thank you so
yeah.
much for calling
yeah.
in and sharing that. I love to hear your story. It's incredible that you're that old and you sound like you're in your 20s, you know. So we do have.
What do you mean that old? Wait a minute. Cindy, what do you mean? It's incredible that you're that old.
I know, like, you're really, like, 84 years old. I know you call it just, you know, 34 plus 50 or whatever, but, I mean, I'm pretty good at math,
yeah,
and I can
yeah.
add those two numbers
yeah.
together, and I just think it's awesome that you just have that much energy and that, you know, and a lot of people might think, oh, it took 3 months, you know, but, I mean, you and I both know it was half as long as what the doctor said it would really be. And that's what the Beamer does.
Yeah.
When you increase blood flow, you speed up the recovery process. And that's the reason your Elvis healed so quickly. And that's the reason my ankle healed so quickly. And that's the reason we have so many athletes that are using the Beamer as well, is to speed up the recovery so they can get back out there and train quicker, because it makes a difference for them. So
yeah, and
thank
it's
you
our
again
first
for...
aid kit, our first aid kit at home. And I want to tell you, you talked about being in a group of people, our gatherings, our academies, and so forth. Saturday in Carlsbad was over the moon. We had
so
such a good
time.
I'm
sorry that I couldn't be there.
Oh, I am too, Cindy, because you guys missed a heck of a day. We had so much fun. Everybody was laughing and joking, and it was hilarious, and we learned so much. Dr. Burka, George Baronis, and just everybody, Dr. Jim, and about the equine, and it was just an amazing day, and three of us drove down there, and it's a 5.5-hour drive, but we were so glad that we went. So anybody that misses out on those live events is really cheating themselves. So I know Peter Gleim is going to be here this month. Get to see Peter Gleim. I'm going. I'm on my
I'm
way
going.
Back there right now. You know. Yeah.
I'm going to Peter Gleim, and I, you know what? I was so.
Oops.
Cindy, are you there?
I think we lost her.
She'll probably call back in. Can you hear me?
Can you hear me, Jen? Yeah, I can.
There is an echo, though.
I can hear you, Mike.
Okay. Well, I'm sure Cindy will call back in. But I have a question for you. Have you heard about the new movie with Presley in it?
Oh yes. It's amazing, Mike.
It's called Pelvis.
No. I thought you were being serious, you bum. Yeah. Oh my God. Oh gee whiz. Yeah, only in Beamer. Only in Beamer because we're all happy, aren't we?
Yes.
We're all happy people.
And your age is only a number on your driver's license, right?
Yeah, and I don't look at my driver's license, so I'm good. I'm in good shape. But I've had my Beamer 3.5 years. I forgot to say that. So 3.5 years of having this first aid kit at home has saved my life twice, and I know that I have been spoken to. I've heard the voice. You share the Beamer. Find the people that need the Beamer, that want to invest in the Beamer, that want to do, they need money to you know, some extra money. So that's what I'm here to do, is share the Beamer. And believe me when I tell you, every day I see miracles happen. And I'm so grateful, Mike.
I'm back. Can you hear me?
Yay. Yes, Cindy.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know why it just keeps throwing me out, and it just makes me nervous. I have to dial back in and put the host code back in, and then it says, do you want to start your show? I'm like, oh, my gosh. Okay, Jen and Mike, thank you so much for your wonderful testimonial, Jen.
Oh, Cindy. Thank you. And Cindy, if that's the worst thing that happens to you today, you're going to have a fantastic day.
Okay, that sounds great.
Right?
All right. Thank you, Jen. And we do have another caller. So thank you, Jen. Again, we always appreciate you calling in, especially when there's no one else raising their hand. We love hearing from you all the time. So thank you.
We love you,
Jen.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Thanks.
All right, and we do have another caller, and we would love to hear from area code 386-7454. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from, and we would love to hear your testimonial.
Good afternoon. This is Wanda Henson in beautiful Daytona Beach, and I always love hearing Jan call in. She's such a bright star shining, calling in. Anyway, my testimony is we've had our Beamer since October 14th, 2015, so coming up on our 7th year anniversary. And I keep thinking I feel better than what I did, maybe even in my teenage years. I know since my 20s, because the condition that I had was one of those affecting the brain where you have the condition, I can't say the M word, but I had that condition 50 plus years. I'm 72, and I did the neck pop a while ago when Mary was saying that she was in her 70s and not supposed to be doing things like this. We're just getting started. When you have proper blood flow, the sky's the limit what you can do. But I am on, after all these years of missing important events in my life that I'll never get back, and how many young, you know, it makes my heart break to think how many young mothers and fathers too that are out there that have the same condition, that told there's no cure for it, and that just take these meds and take these meds to prevent it, but they don't work. So I take no meds. My husband is 91, and we just lost a precious member of our family yesterday. And still to have the calmness that we've had to go through this event. we're just blessed that our friend shared our Beamer with us.
Oh,
are you
Wanda,
there?
that is beautiful. I mean, it is beautiful. And, you know, oh my gosh. You know, when I was going through my treatments, after, you know, the medical treatments that they gave me for the C word, and I had like 4 days where I just could practically not function. But the thing that got me through was that I knew on the fifth day I was going to be better. And think of people like you who have a condition that they either are told it's never going to go away or it really does never go away, and they're just living with it for years and years. I just can't even imagine having to live with that. You know, even when I see people, positive people, like we have Amberly Snyder, you know, who is in a wheelchair as an ambassador, but she has such a positive attitude, and how difficult it would be to always have a positive attitude. But, you know, I just love what you said, because some people want to use the Beamer one time and they want to have results after eight minutes, or they want to have results after a week or after a month. But I remember hearing someone on the call one time who had been using it for 4 years, and for 3.5 years she noticed nothing. But because she really had respect for the person who shared it with her, and she knew it wasn't about them just making money, it was about them sharing something that they knew would really work for her. You know, you've been using it for 7 years, and like you said, you were just getting started. And it can, and what's interesting is we notice things in the beginning, but we continue to notice things year after year after year. And you feel like you're in your teens or in your 20s.
Yes. Yeah, it was funny when she said she was in her 70s, and my being 72 and feeling so good. I don't feel guilty for feeling this good. It's a choice that I've made, you know, by getting the Beamer, being consistent with the Beamer, because we could have gotten and put it in the corner and never used it and said it didn't work. But we, my husband and I both are consistent with using, the Beamer. So.
That's so important. Consistency is important. You know, I have somebody who wanted to sell. It wasn't somebody that I shared the Beamer with, but he wanted to sell his Beamer this week. And I'm like, why would anybody want to sell a Beamer? Because, you know, you get it and you wonder, did you use it? Did you use it consistently? And my husband's a golfer, and he plays in a lot of tournaments, and I have a lot of people ask me, does your husband use it? And he does use it, but he uses it when he has an issue, you know, like an issue with his elbow or his shoulder or whatever. And I'm just like, it's so important to you. It's so easy. You know, I had a difficult time when I had the Beamer just out in my family room, because I would get up in the morning and hit the ground running, and before I knew it, it was 2 or 3 o'clock, and I hadn't done my 8-minute session. And it's only 8 minutes, but 8 minutes is 8 minutes. And so now
absolutely.
With having it, yeah, and now with having it out of the cover and under the mattress pad in my bed, I wake up in the morning and I hit start, and that's my 8-minute snooze button. And I love it because when I used to hit the snooze button, I would feel guilty because I was staying in bed for an extra 10 minutes. And now I know I'm doing something healthy for me while I'm spending that extra 8 minutes in bed. And so
what's crazy
I love
is
it.
to hear somebody say that they don't have the time, but these same people are going to be the ones that buy the electric vehicles and sit plugged into plugged into their vehicle, you know, and sit there 30 minutes or 45 minutes and charge a car when they don't have 8 minutes to change their life. If I die today, I have lived the best 7 years of my life, and I am so grateful.
Wanda, I just love it. You deserve this.
Cindy, isn't it great? Isn't it great when we have thousands of people on Blog Talk and they're all clapping?
Oh, thank you. My husband's sitting over here pointing. I couldn't figure out what he was trying to say. But he's 91 years old, you know. But he still talks a lot. Anyway, we had the storm that came through here, the hurricane Ian that came through. And one thing that it did, it took the chimney cover off. We have a, like, 2.5-story house. And so he's the one that climbed the ladder, got on the roof, put the chimney thing back on, and climbed back down. This morning he was changing the filter in the hallway up there. He said, getting a little tougher to get up on this this stool, because we use not a step stool to get up there, another stool that's just a little higher. So, but he's sitting here saying, tell him, you know, but tell him about that up there. I know he should be on here. But life is good, and we are blessed.
He's 91 years old. He's 91
years old. 91, August 1st. Yep.
A young
and no medication.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's he was awesome. A lineman for 39 years with the power company here, so he's used to climbing, but he's been retired since 93. So, but, yes.
You know, speaking of, that's a great testimony, and speaking of we don't have time for it, my daughter, who is a very successful realtor here in Atlanta, about 6 months ago said, Dad, I'm so busy, because she has 3 kids. She's got a business. And she says, sometimes I just don't have time to get on the Beamer in the morning. And I told her the advantages of getting on the Beamer if you do or don't have time. Mm-hmm. I said, Amanda, when you do 8 minutes on the Beamer at the start of your day, you are controlling your entire day. So
absolutely.
You always have time. Do you have time to brush your teeth? You know, yes,
mm-hmm.
We make time because the entire day is better because we did 8 minutes on the Beamer. And now my daughter wouldn't miss being on the Beamer in the morning and the evening.
Yeah,
and that's
a
great point, Wanda, that you brought up,
yeah.
Because we have time to benefit ourselves and our lives and heal our bodies.
And
well,
thank you both
is,
for taking your time to do this show, because this show is so important. I don't, you know, I sit here and listen, and I think I should call in, and then, you know, other people are calling. I think, well, good, because people are calling in. But this is so important. Now, you are greatly appreciated.
Well, we're glad
you
called in, Wanda, because you really added to the show. I think you summed it up the best, that you have lived the best 7 years of your life because of Beamer. I think
Amen.
That is an amazing statement. Yep. And, you know, Mike, what you said about we always have time, or we need to make time for Beamer. You know, we can multitask while we're on the Beamer. We can close our eyes and meditate. We can pray. We can take deep breaths, because deep breaths are really important as well. We can focus on our breathing. So we can just accomplish so many things by that 8 minutes on the Beamer.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And Wanda, thank you again for summing it up for us. We really appreciate you. And please don't ever hesitate to call in, because you have a great testimony.
Oh, there's so many. But thank you so much.
All right. And we have, bye-bye. And we don't have any more hands raised, and we have actually come to the end of our time. So we thank you for those who called in today, Mary Lou and Becky and Jan and Wanda. We've had a great show. And for those of you who didn't call in, we hope you enjoyed listening and that you learned something, or that you're motivated now to go out and share more Beamers. And we hope that you will call in next time. Mike, do you have any closing words for us?
Well, it's been a wonderful show. Cindy, you've done a great job of hosting. You always do. And, you know, we, the family of Beamer, we love sharing. We love helping people. And today was a great example of our sharing. And we know everybody on this show today and those of us listening share the Beamer. And that's the beauty of what we do, whether we do it part-time or full-time. It's not only enjoyable, but it's so fulfilling. And Cindy, thanks again. I enjoyed co-hosting with you, and you did a wonderful job.
Thank you. All right. Don't forget to join Roundtable Wednesday tomorrow with Greg Peterson, and Thursday is our horse show, and we'll see everybody back next week on Testimonial Tuesday. Thanks so much.